Hey, welcome to Life Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we're going to talk about actually really being your authentic self, that journey of finding who you are as a person. Now, I've come across my own journey, and we all have these things in life that we want to explore. And this is where, of course, self-help books are handy for that kind of concept, but also journaling, writing down a lot of things about yourself that you never thought about, you know? And that's crucial, and that's probably what made me who I am, more so looking back at my old self, what I was like, you know? And when I was young, I was into music, I was into art, I was very artistic, I'm very much a creative person. And I still am, and that's probably why my content is different from what I normally would create. But that's, you know, how it goes with this kind of thing. So we just got to look at the pros and cons of these things and create what we can. So really, the best thing to do is get your journal out, start writing in them, and start challenging these thoughts that you have about yourself, and really, really understand your concept of life and where do you want to go, you know, your thoughts, emotions, and behavior. Reconstructing how we perceive ourselves, and really just looking back at a lot of areas in our lives that we've been dealing with and not noticing these things. And I've seen a lot of negative experiences in my lifetime, so I'm wanting to actually dig deep into those areas and pull myself out and go, right, this is me, this is who I am as a person. I am stronger than ever before. That you've got so much more strength than you ever thought about. And that's probably why we don't think about these things compared to average, you know. But this is what I'm saying, is that we have a concept of learning and growing from negative experiences and becoming this amazing person that you are. So the more you carry on experiencing these things, the more you become the person you want to be. So stay strong, stay confident, and do the best you can, but also being a badass at it, not doing the opposite, but doing what you can in order to be that person you want to be in the first place. But that authentic self is embracing yourself, embracing who you are, instead of actually being someone that you're not, and the expectations of others, not saying, oh, I have to be such and such. End of the day, you are who you are. You can't change that, but you have more than you expected in life. So we got to really let go of being perfect. We got to let go of all that and go, right, this is how I am. I accept myself as I am. This is where it will go. We will do the best we can every day to grow. And this is just how life begins in that way. We become this strong, mindful person that we are. So I really recommend that you utilize these tools so that you can grow from these experiences in life and become stronger than you ever thought possible. This is why being authentic helps you to be the person you want to be, not what people pleasing crap, because that does not solve the problem, because it only leads to quite a number of negative situations, and those kind of negative people will only drag you down and make you feel miserable. So really, you need to stand strong and say, right, this is what I want in life. I'm sticking with that. That's who I am. If you don't like it, there's the door. They just got to accept you for who you are and do the best you can. I hope this helps you guys to see things differently and go with the flow of things in life and not basically be in this negative mindset of fear. I hope this serves you guys to be strong and confident in these episodes and know that you have courage to be that authentic self that you want to be. So keep going, keep trying, and keep learning and growing from these experiences. I hope this helps you guys, and I will see you on the next episode.